نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, and beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First and foremost, we apologize. We came a little bit late. There was an accident on the way. Alhamdulillah, we made it in time, inshaAllah. Few current topics I just have to address in this limited time I have. Number one is Sudan. So 3 years ago, so remember all this trouble started. Why did it start? So Russia, one side Putin, and the other side was the Sudanese government. So they reached a mutual agreement. And what was the mutual agreement? That Russia will be given a base there to operate from, military base there in Sudan, in Khartoum and so forth. Obviously, America does not like all that, so they have to poke their nose. But they won't come in themselves, they will use their agents. So who they use? The UAE, United Arab Emirates, Dubai, Abu Dhabi. So they are financing the Rapid Support Force. You see this week what they did? So more than plus minus 500 people in the hospital, they murdered them. Yesterday in London, huge protest there at the United Arab Embassy in London. So remember that our Muslim countries, one side are the Jutlas, the Jews, one side are the Hindus. We know that they are our enemy, but this is the Arab countries. Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرِّ قَدِ اقْتَرَبْ. The nearer we come to Qiyamah, the worse the situation will get in the Arab countries and Arab leaders. And you can see it is so manifest in front of our eyes. So remember, these are the same people, the Saudi regime, the United Arab regime, that they have banned the Tabligh Jamaat. Tabligh Jamaat is not from today. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadi, who started the work in 1926 in Mewat, 100 years ago and more if you take the Islamic calendar. The Mubarak Jamaat, that they don't allow. But the vices, all that they will allow. They'll allow the Jews, the Christians, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. In the ending of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab." Expel the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Whether it's my father, your father, and they tell us something on the deathbed, and after few hours, few days, they pass away, we will attach importance to it. But our fathers are ordinary people. This is Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So imagine, see the ihsan they did on this ummah. Last week I was there in the northwest in Koster and Rustenburg. When I entered the masjid in Koster, they just refurbished it and everything, very smart. So the imam, I didn't know him. So he came running to meet me. So I asked him from, I could make out he speaks Arabic. So he said, Khabbab, Sheikh Khabbab. So I asked him, from where you originally? He said, Darfur. So I said, "Anta tarifu tarikh al-Darfur? Do you know the tarikh and the history of Darfur?" He shook his head. I said, you may be amazed that you don't know the history. So brothers, we indebted to them 108, 109 years ago. From Darfur, a person came there to Medina Munawwara. And the original miqat and boundary, when you come from Medina to Makkah for Umrah or Hajj, wali ahli al-Madina zul Hulayfa, hadith Bulugh al-Maram, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad. So that's the original miqat. When he, Muhammad Ali Darfuri, saw the paucity, the scarcity of water, so he got his team and they dug up boreholes and wells and everything. The people were so elated, delighted, they even changed the name. Today if you ask the youngsters, take me to Zul Khalifa, they won't even know the name. Bir Ali, Abar Ali. 108, 109 years ago only the name changed. We're indebted to them that they made life so easy, so much water and all these things there. And now they call it Bir Ali. So Brother Sudan has produced great, great giant ulama and so forth. No time. So that is the whole clash going on. You must remember Kissinger said, America never has friends. That it always has interest. It will use you and then it will drop you. These idiots, these foolish people in the Arab world, the Saudis and the Emiratis and these kings of Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan, I call them murtads on radio, you must remember them. I'm live on radio now also. And remember the Sisi, the Pharaoh in Egypt. Since when they Muslim these people? They will destroy, now we're coming. So I heard the news. In America, and the Zionists want to change the status of Aqsa. But this Ummah, locally, nationally, internationally, wahum ghafilun, wahum na'imun. 90%, 80% of the Ummah is fast asleep. They don't even know what is the conflict going on. As long as we are in comfort zone, kana, pina, sona, pahana, we eat, sleep, drink, go to the toilet, we're comfortable. It can't be like that, brothers. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimin falaysa minhum." The hadith is authentic in Musnad Ahmad. When you're not bothered about the affairs of the Muslims, then you're not really a good Muslim. This is what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. So my message to you is make special dua for Darfur and for all these places there in Sudan. That they will give this side money, they will give that side money, and they virtually slaughtering the people, they're massacring, raping the women. Over 5 million people displaced already. Where to go? They got nowhere to go. So we should know, my brothers. You see, I always give this incident because it's an eye opener for us. I think most of you all know I'm from Heidelberg, you know. So mashallah, then after that we went to go study in Karachi and all that after doing Hifz there by Hafiz Ibrahim Himalaya. So from that time already with Allah's help, Allah's fazal, to go for Umrah, go for Hajj, go for Ramadan and all that, with Allah's mercy and so. Then from Newcastle when I was there, there's Hafiz Anwar Pochi and then we're all studying there. So the point I want to make, so when we used to go to Makkah Mukarramah, we used to sit by our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni from Halab, from Aleppo. He used to teach us tafsir. And you go Medina Munawwara, we used to sit by Shaykh Umar Falata. If there's any Nigerian here, then you will know who I'm speaking about. So Shaykh Umar Falata taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi for 49 years, African person. And when I started going and becoming his student, so obviously, he was long before that. He was 20 years we studied by him. So he was the only person given permission to teach dars and lessons there inside Riyazul Jannah. What an honor where Imam Malik used to teach. He was given that honor to give lessons there and teach the students. Before the lesson would start, we used to go to his hand, kiss his hand, kiss his forehead, and the lesson would start. So one day he asked me, "Mata takharrajta min al-jamia?" He asked me, "When you qualified, graduated at the Islamic varsity in Medina?" So I said, "Sheikh, I didn't study there, I studied by you in the masjid. Takharrajtu min al-masjid. I qualified by you in the masjid." So he had a good laugh. So point I'm making, such great scholars, they come from Africa originally. So one day in Medina, South African, I showed him there, that see that Sheikh is one of the giants in hadith. But what did he say? I was South African. This is the point I want to make. That's why I said, let me start with Sudan. He said, the darky. You see, brothers, still you don't get out of this mentality of apartheid. We are Indians, we better than them. We are Indians, we better than the Malay. We Indians, we... This got no place in Islam. One day, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu rendering the adhan. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu came, senior Sahabi, he said, "Yabna Sauda, oh you son of an African lady, good thing my father didn't see you rendering the adhan." It was a dagger in the heart of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. He complained to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was furious. He summoned him, Abuzar, what did you tell Sayyidina Bilal? This is not Supreme Court and Constitutional Court, this is the court of the Master alayhi salam. Just now wahi will come then, there'll be bigger problem. He said, I uttered these words. The Master alayhi salam was furious and said, إِنَّكَ مُرُغٌ لَفِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةً. Ya Abazar, you still got the traits of ignorance in you. You still got apartheid mentality in you. He laid down flat on the land, on the sand. Who? Abu Zar radiallahu anh. Apologized to Sayyidina Bilal and said, put your foot on my chest. I ask you for maafi, forgiveness. That was Islam. Where we are with our gham mentality and all that, it got nothing to do with Islam. So we need to wake up and understand these issues properly. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, who's his first teacher? He was born in Gaza in the year 150. When he was 2 years old, Muhammad bin Idris, his father Idris passes away. His mother finishes the iddat, the whole family migrates from Gaza, come to Makkah. Then when he starts drinking Zamzam water, he's making dua, mother is making dua. First ustad of his is Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. At the age of 7, he already made him hafiz. At the age of 10, he taught him what time Imam Malik, the hadith kitab by heart in you. If you go to South Africa, including myself, you won't even find 10 ulama who know the whole what time Imam Malik by heart. At the age of 10, he knew it by heart. At the age of 13, وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّيِ. The African teacher used to teach him. Muslim bin Khalid Zandi. That you start teaching the hajis and the mu'tamirin. He's not even Baligh and he's giving lesson in the Haram Sharif. And see, now I translated the khutbah whilst we were coming with my brother Ahmed Abdi from Somaliland. So Mahir, I don't even call them sheikhs nowadays, they make me very upset, these people. So Mahir Mu'aykili, so he make dua a little bit for Palestine, they make dua a little bit for Aqsa. But not one word, he can't even use the word Yahud. He can't even use the word Sahayina, Zionist. Why? MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan will get upset. That are your leaders. And ma'al asaf is shadeed, what is the truth we have to speak? Majority of our ulama and scholars are too frightened to speak on this topic. Why? Because our visas will get cancelled. Maybe we won't go. So what good is there? That you go there and you sit like that and you just keep quiet. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalul jihad, man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jahid. That the best jihad is the one when you speak in front of a tinpot dictator. You know that maybe they will harm you immediately or in the future. It's sahih hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Mustad Ahmad. So that is what's happening. You go, you must remember Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Who's one of his greatest teachers? Atta bin Abi Rabah, African person. When Atta bin Abi Rabah used to sit to teach in Makkah in the Haram Sharif, everybody would come and sit by him, there were hardly people performing tawaf or umrah for that matter, sa'i. Why? This African person, he was a'laman nas bimanasik al-hajj. He knew all the basail and related issues regarding umrah, hajj. So even Harun Rashid and them, when they came, then they should sit by him. The ruler said, no, we have to sit in his lesson. He's such a genius. So Allah elevates who he wants to. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, Adhan Muazzin in Madinah Munawwara. 21st Ramadan, Saturday, 8th year after Hijrah, Fatih Makkah takes place. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh Bilal, climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the Adhan. These Arabs are looking. This was our slave. We used to torture, persecute him in Batha Quraysh. And today he's on top and we are here. We're begging for forgiveness to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what to izzu man tasha wa to zillu man tasha. In the 16th year of the Hijrah, the year 636, when Amirul Mu'mineen said Umar came and they conquered Palestine. So we must remember, he told Bilal, radiallahu anhu, render the adhan. Bilal started crying, he said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I said, I won't give adhan after the demise of the Master alayhi salam. Amirul Mu'mineen told him, oh Bilal, if today the Master alayhi salam was here, who should he appoint to give adhan? So he said, go and render the adhan. There was a small wall there. He stood there and he rendered the adhan. When he reached the words, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He was crying, Sahaba were crying, Tabi'in crying, Umar Farooq crying, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So that is the sharaf, the honor Allah gave them, we must remember, because they made so much sacrifice for deen of Islam. Let's speak about, you understand, Hamas. Every day Hamas, Hamas is jutla, shaitan. I call them haramis. Some people say, why you say harami? I say harami is in the Quran. Go read the word in Surah Al-Qalam, Zaneem. So Zaneem for Walid bin Mughira was used. Zaneem means a harami child. You see that? So if Allah uses it, why we can't use it? So you must understand the deen of Islam. So these Yahudis, haramis, jutlas, you must remember, they can't pronounce the word Hamas. Ha, they can't. They say Hamas, Hamas. So I tell them in Afrikaans, Hamas can khaliyalam khamos. You see that? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. A fuya juat as a doya juat. Fastanya la Afrikaans, my brothers. So you must know that a good Jew is a dead Jew is a good Jew. And we got another sentence, we learned by our teachers there in Heidelberg, you know this, to teach us Afrikaans. So they say, Ya Aswar Sayinak Netsh was a Jewet. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. And it's the truth, Quran says that. Hullat aydihim wa lu'inu bima qawlu. So who is Hamas? In 1987, our leader, our first lead, Amir, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, from his neck downwards, paraplegic, but his mind supersonic, everything. So he started Hamas. We must take over Gaza. We must, you see, South Africa. Every day strike, DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC and no current. You know how it goes in South Africa. But we still love South Africa. It's the best country to live in. This kind of lecture you give in any Muslim country, Arab country, finish, they put you in jail. They won't see you again. So my brothers understand this. So they won the elections, everything. When the Israelis realize it's a big threat, then in the time of Sharon in 2004, in Gaza Fajr time, the F-16 was hovering above the masjid and they said, we must get rid of him. He came out on his wheelchair. They told him, it's for you. He said, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anybody except Allah. See, he said, those days, I'm not telling you must believe in it. I'm expressing his opinion. He said, 2027 will be Zawalu Israel. There will be no country like Israel. See the whole world turning against them. Everywhere they're catching a hiding. You must remember that. Non-Muslim countries are more vocal. You see that lady, Francesca Albertina. She is better than all these Arab countries put together. And she is a human rights lawyer. She don't take any wages from the United Nations. She say, I love Palestine and I want freedom for Palestine. See the jazba, the zeal they got and so forth. But we Muslim fast asleep, you know. That's what I can't understand. So brothers, understand these things here. So, martyred 2004. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. You must remember that. So what happens in hadith in Bukhari Sharif? Qala Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Allahu azza wa jal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala says, Man aada li waliya faqad azantuhu bil harb. Whoever harms a waliullah, as Mawlana Bodhiya Sahib, he studied by Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu marqadahu passed away on a Friday 92, our Mawlana Qasuddin, ask them all. They sat in the company of these great saints and ulama and awliyaullah. When you harm a waliullah, Allah says, فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. I wage war against you. You know what happened to Sharon? Allah put him in Sakarat for 8 years. And then he frecked. Freck is Afrikaans, you know. He died like a dog, you must remember. You see, you brothers, you like to go, and you youngsters, you like to go to Turkey, no? Why you like to go to Turkey? So you come back with Turkish delights and all that. You know, other kind of delights also. So anyway, you must go there and see Kamal Ataturk, the shaitan, the harami. He shaved the beards off of the ulama and people. He told the woman, how dare you wear niqab and parda and hijab. Wear miniskirt and all. He changed the azan. But the day he died and frecked, the land and sand did not accept him. Go to Ankara and see, his body is just in a marble box. That is Allah. 3 weeks later, they martyred, you must remember, our Abdul Aziz Rantisi, the second leader of Hamas. Third leader, Hafi Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh. The Shias called Sayyidina Hussein to Iraq, Karbala, and the Shias martyred Sayyidina Hussein. I challenge any Shia in the world. I went to Iran, I had debate with them, I defeated them with the help of Allah. They wanted to bribe me and all that long story. They invited Ismail Haniyeh. Ismail Haniyeh used to say, وَقَالَ قَوَائِدُنَا إِسْمَائِيلُ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ. We will never ever recognize Israel. Our stance is Hamas is إِمَّا الْغَنِيمَ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَ. Either we beat them and we take the booty, or either we go for martyrdom. One moment and then finish. You see, so they set him up and then they martyred him. Jutlas and all. Fourth one, Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar, when the people used to come visit him, sing properly, who is Hamas? Yahya Sinwar, the people could not fit in his house. They told him, you the leader of Hamas, the whole Gaza belongs to you, you got such a small. He said, I love to have a small place because Allah will give me a big and majestic palace and place in Jannah. 3 days a man never ate and drank, and then till the end he's fighting. He changed the Arabic lexicon. His hand was bleeding, his left hand. They shot him, the jutlas. He took his stick and he threw it. In Arabic, when you want to use the sentence, you're fighting your enemy, you say, Ramaytuhu bi asas Sinwar. I took the stick of Sinwar and I threw it to the enemy. These are our people, remember that. The children, the men and women. 9-year-old boy, Ka'aka, in 92 when we went, I went 5 times, now the jutlas kicked me out, I can't go. So remember, I told Ka'aka, come to South Africa. He pointed to Aqsa and said, Sheikh, what are we going to do in Junubi Africa? 9-year-old boy, he said, if I leave here, who will protect Masjid al-Aqsa? I leave you with that, my brothers. Cry to Allah. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Jazakallahu khair to the Imams, Trustees, Musallis. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.
Put it in this pocket. You give us that.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي سلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم وفي شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سرا وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلام دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين الملعونين يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة Straighten the rows, brothers, please switch off all the cell phones, please. Khadija, happy.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة أون لاين راديو. Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome يا أبو سبا. Welcome.